When you see an ambulance from your local EMT department roar past you responding to a call, do you think how it's always great that those emergency crews have whatever needed for the emergencies that they respond to? Well, that's not always the case. My first guest this week heads a rescue squad in Northwest New Jersey that's dealing with an ambulance shortage due to a fund shortage. Here to explain the situation being faced by the Blue Ridge Rescue Squad, which provides emergency medical services to a 125-mile area of Sussex County, New Jersey, is Captain Gerardo Aquino. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Wonderful to talk with you. BlueRidgeRescueSquad.org is the website. You can also learn more about their services and, at least right now, at least, most importantly, their need, because, as I mentioned, Captain, you're a short one ambulance. Give a little background of what's been happening with that.
Yes, sir. We got a 2009 F-450 that's been in service, again, since 2009 with an engine, a diesel engine, that has a little over 52,000 miles and just took a dump on us. It fell apart internally. The Cummings engine was not the best that Ford put out at that year. Ford has helped us out where they can, but unfortunately we're 2 years out of warranty, so they've gone as far as they could. We did an initial repair on the engine that cost us about $4,000, but that did not work, and the engine just fell apart. And now to be able to replace it is going to cost us a total of about $19,000. Something that's going to hurt us financially. We don't have a large budget per se. We live off the whatever the towns can afford to give us and whatever the community at large within the towns and the surrounding towns that we run to are able to donate to us. That's how the volunteer works. We work off donations and whatever the towns that we service can give us. And they're not rich either. The towns are definitely not rich. They have a lot of issues also. We've seen their funds drop throughout the year. And with this financial situation that this country's in, we've seen the donations drop year to year to year. And unfortunately, our running cost seems to go up year to year to year. So losing a rig, especially a four-wheel drive, as you know, up here in this area is very rural. Some of the locations we go to still have dirt roads in them. And four-wheel drive is very important. And we only have two out of the four rigs that we have. And the other one is a 1996. So that's a 20-year rig that we have in service that probably should have been turned around a long time ago. But unfortunately, again, a brand-new rig is almost, say, $200,000.
Yeah, that certainly is not in the budget either. I can imagine that.
No, we were lucky and able to purchase two new rigs in 2013, and because we purchased two, the company gave us a discount. So that was about $150 per rig, but we have a 10-year mortgage on those rigs to be able to pay them off, and right now we're just barely scratching to pay those because of the issues that we're having.
And if you look at the response, emergency responses that Blue Ridge has to come through with the 125 square mile service area that they do, in 2013, there were 1,131 calls, 2014, 1,262 calls, and in 2015, over 1,400 calls with Frankfurt and Montague, which are in Montague, certainly the outskirt area as well, mentioned some of those rough terrains that the captain referred to. That's certainly one of the regions of those. You're coming up to your 60th anniversary, but you mentioned that the towns that you service, Montague, Frankfurt, Sandiston, Branchville, Walpack, among those, they're short of money. Do you look elsewhere? Do you put the word out among other rescue companies throughout the state saying that if you're prematurely going to get rid of a vehicle or retire a vehicle, can we check it out before you junk it? Or have you tried anything like that?
I have not tried that. I am the new captain there. I took over this year, so I walked into a situation. But no, we've never tried that. I don't know. That's a sticky situation. Do we get something that might or might not break? We try to purchase our vehicle new, only for the simple reason that the state or the agencies that run the emergency medical situation would like us to turn our rigs around every 4 or 5 years, 6 years. That's not the case with sometimes like you saw. We have a 1996 that we haven't been able to turn around and get a new rig because there are rules, regulations, and so forth that we and upgrades that we have to maintain in order to be able to provide the proper care to our public at large. So we are forced to get newer rigs all the time. There's no question about it. Especially right after 9/11, the rules have changed drastically for us. I've never reached out to the companies and the other locations. I know that they do that. They do sometimes donate them. They sometimes sell them at a cheaper rate than they would if they would just give it out to the public, say to someone who wants to use it as a utility vehicle or something like you see them running around out there sometimes. That's something that we haven't discussed yet. Right now we're trying to get past the repair of the rig because it is a 2009. The rig is in very good shape, and it would be a shame if we just park it and not be able to do anything about it. We've tried looking at changing the chassis on it because sometimes that's what you do. You keep the box, change the chassis to a newer chassis, but that's $100,000 right there easily. Because of all the electronics and the harnesses that have to go with that. Remember, you got radios, you got a lot of stuff that are aftermarket that's expensive to hook up and properly. We have not looked at getting a cheaper rig by contacting some of the other departments that might be getting rid of some of theirs. That's something that we haven't done, though.
Captain Geraldo Aquino, who is the captain of the Blue Ridge Rescue Squad, BlueRidgeRescueSquad.org is their website, and they've set up a GoFundMe page. It's one of those weird addresses. We have the direct link over at our website, make it easier for you, but it's GoFundMe.com/Y3GM8WIS. But again, that's over at our website, IssuesAndIdeasRadio.com, so you can link on that and donate anything that you possibly can, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Worst case scenario, Captain. You know, fortunately, the weather has been cooperative for the most part and on the warm side, so it's making those back road travels probably a lot easier than one would expect this month. So far, again, we have two more months at least of possible torturous weather to get through. If the vehicle is not replaced, how much of a burden is that going to place on the services you're called on to provide?
It will reduce me to 3 rigs for that 125 square miles. We put a lot of mileage on the other rigs. Fortunately, two of them are like I said, a little newer. But that 1996, I don't know if they can handle putting the mileage that fourth rig would run. Sometimes we're doing 40, 50 miles on a turnaround for a call, and then you turn around and drive it again. It will put a burden. It might slow a call. If we can't get that extra rig out, if we need a fourth rig, and for some which we have at times put out four rigs on a job, specifically with vehicle accidents, we have 206 that runs the length of our call and 565. Now 206 is a major a road for the state. It runs from north to south, as you know, and you get a lot of traffic from Pennsylvania and upstate New York. They go down to the city and to other locations, and sometimes they don't know our road, and accidents do happen. And sometimes we get multiple calls, and that fourth rig really helps out a lot. So it might take us calling mutual aid in and delaying a response because we have to wait for another department to be able to get their people up and running to assist us.
So as I said in the introduction for you listening, you see the emergency vehicles roar by and think that's great that others make sure that those vehicles and other supplies are there. Well, those others in this case are you listening. So we're getting a little more about their work and services at BlueRidgeRescueSquad.org. And we have the link over to our page for the GoFundMe page. Participate in it. Give anything you possibly can. Go without one of those $5 coffees for a day and toss the $5 into the GoFundMe page for the Blue Ridge Rescue Squad. Everyone listening right now does that. They're going to make a sizable difference, and it can't be any easier than that. And you know what? Those coffees aren't healthy every day. Too much caffeine. You got to cut back on that. You're getting too hyper. So check it all out and become a part of the cause to make sure the Blue Ridge Rescue Squad can provide the services that they are required and needed to do. We've been joined by their captain, Gerardo Aquino. Captain, best of luck with getting over this challenge, and I have full confidence that you will with the help and the power of the people. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you very much.